Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you too. Last week, we talked about two additional parables. The first one was the parable of the lost sheep. A good shepherd had 100 sheep. One of them was lost. The shepherd left the 99 sheep to look for the lost one. When he found it, he was very happy. The shepherd carried the sheep home. He called to all his friends and neighbors to come and be happy with him. He had found the lost sheep. Jesus Christ told the Pharisees what the parable meant. He said that those who sin are like the lost sheep. Just as the shepherd wanted to save the lost sheep, Jesus wants to save those who sin. Jesus said that was why he was talking with sinners. And just as the shepherd was very happy when he found the lost sheep, Jesus is very happy when we repent. The second parable that we talked about last lesson was the parable of the lost coin. A woman had 10 silver coins. She lost one of the coins. She looked all over the house for it. At last she found the coin. She was very happy. She called her friends and neighbors to tell them. They too were happy that she had found the lost coin. Church leaders and members are like the woman in the story. The lost coin is like a member of the church who does not go to church or try to live the commandments anymore. It is as if they are lost from the church. Jesus Christ wants members to find any lost brothers or sisters and help them come back to Him. He is very happy when this happens. The friends and neighbors in the story are like the angels of God. The angels are very happy when a person repents. Have any of you ever been separated from a member of your family for a long period of time?
Yes.
How did you feel when you were finally reunited?
Really happy.
Very, very happy.
Very happy until he was giving me a ride on his shoulders and tripped and dropped me in a thorn bush.
Oh, that would be bad.
Glad to see them again.
Today we are going to read and talk about the last of the three parables that the Savior shared with the Pharisees at this particular time. The first two parables, the lost sheep and the lost coin, taught us about the Lord's happiness at bringing home those who have strayed and been lost. During this final parable, we will learn more about our responsibility to love and care for those who have been lost and the feeling that we should have toward those who have strayed. As we read this story, think about the happiness that you felt when you were finally reunited with the friend or family member that you missed so much. Please turn to page 90, entitled The Lost Son.
A man had two sons. The man promised to give his money to them when he died. The younger son did not want to wait. He asked his father for his part of the money. His father gave it to him.
The son took the money and left home. He went to another land. The son sinned again and again. He spent all of the money.
Finally, the son had no money to buy food. He was very hungry. He asked the man for help. The man hired him to feed his pigs.
The man was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pig's food. He knew the servants in his father's house had better food to eat than he did.
He decided to repent and ask to be a servant in his father's house. When the son went home, his father saw him coming.
The father ran to meet his son. He put his arms around him and kissed him.
The son told his father that he had sinned. He felt that he was not worthy to be called his father's son.
The father told a servant to bring the best clothes and put them on the son. The servant put shoes on the son's feet and a ring on his finger.
The father told the servant to prepare a feast. He wanted everyone to celebrate. The son who had sinned had repented and returned home.
What promise had the father made to his two sons?
He had told them when he died that they could have his money.
Yes. What did the younger son ask for?
To get his share now.
The younger son didn't want to wait for the inheritance from his father. Why is it sometimes hard to be patient when you really want something?
Because it's so exciting when you want something very badly.
Because you can't wait for that thing that it's you're excited to get it and you want it then.
Because you really want it and you can't sit still.
Right, me neither. Why do you think Heavenly Father asks us to be patient sometimes when we are asking for blessings?
Maybe so we can learn to be patient.
What did the younger son do with the money that his father had given him?
He sinned again, and he spent all of the money.
What did he do after he lost all of the money?
He went to a farmer and asked him for help, and the farmer hired him to feed his pigs.
The son became very hungry and sad while he was feeding the pigs. What did he decide to do then?
To go to his father's house and ask to be a servant there.
Why might the younger son have felt nervous returning home?
Because he had sinned.
What did the father do when he saw that his son was coming home?
The father ran to meet his son, and he put his arms around him and kissed him.
What did the father do after his son had returned?
He threw a big, big party.
How do you think Heavenly Father feels with his children so far from their heavenly home?
He feels empty.
Sad.
He wants us to return home to him.
Just like the younger brother in this story, we will make mistakes throughout our lives. Will Heavenly Father deny us returning to him because we are not perfect?
Definitely not.
No,
you're right. Of course he won't. Just like the father in this story, our Heavenly Father will be filled with joy for each one of his children that returns to him. If we can just repent of our sins, he will help us back to our heavenly home with open and loving arms.
Heavenly Father, are you really there? And do you hear and answer every child's prayer? Some say that heaven is far away, but I feel it closer.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the parable of the lost son and how our Heavenly Father will not turn us away because we are not perfect. Turn with us back to page 93 of chapter 36, and we will learn more about our responsibility to others who repent.
The older son had been working in the field. When he came home, he heard music and dancing. A servant told him that his younger brother had come home. His father wanted everyone to celebrate.
The older son was angry and would not go into the house. His father came out to talk with him.
The father was thankful that the older son had always stayed with him. Everything the father had would be his. The father also said that it was right to celebrate. He was happy the younger son had repented and returned home.
Jesus told the Pharisees the three parables because he wanted them to know how much Heavenly Father loves everyone. He loves people who obey him. He also loves sinners, but Heavenly Father cannot bless them until they repent.
He wants sinners to repent and come back to him, and he wants us to help them do that and to be happy when they return.
What was the older brother doing when his younger brother returned home?
He had been in the fields.
Why did the older brother feel angry?
Because while his brother was gone spending all his money, he was working in the fields and working all the time he was gone.
Had he made the same mistakes as his younger brother?
No.
No, he hadn't. The older brother was thinking more about himself than about the fact that his brother had returned home. What was wrong with that?
Because Jesus said not to be angry and to love all.
The father then taught his son a very valuable lesson. First, he told his son that he would be blessed. Why did the father say his son would be blessed?
Because he stayed home and worked and listened to his father.
How did the father tell his son that he should feel toward his younger brother?
We should be happy and forgive him and love him.
Why did Jesus share this particular story with the Pharisees?
To teach them to forgive others.
The Pharisees were guilty of the same sin as the older brother in this story. They felt that because they had not sinned, they were better than those who had. Is that true?
No.
No.
If we haven't sinned in a certain way, are we a better person than those who have?
No.
No.
No. Children, never forget that Heavenly Father loves us all equally, and he does not judge us based on how we compare to each other. All of us struggle at times, and every last one of us, the Pharisees, the older brother, the younger brother, everyone needs the Savior. In that one special way, we are all the same. If we just turn to him, repent of our sins, and do everything we can to love and help our heavenly brothers and sisters to do the same, we will be able to live together in happiness with our Heavenly Father again.
I lived in heaven a long time ago, it is true. Lived there and out there with people I know, so did you. Then Heavenly Father presented a beautiful plan, all about earth and eternal salvation for man. Father said he needed someone who had enough love to give his life so we all could return there above. There was another who sought for the honor divine. Jesus said, Father, send me and the glory be thine. Jesus was chosen, and as the Messiah he came, conquering evil and death through his glorious name, giving us hope of a wonderful life yet to be, home in that heaven where Father is waiting for me.
This week, I want to challenge all of you to take a few minutes to make a list of the people in your life who are struggling with something difficult. Then think of something you can do to show your love for them. You could write them a letter or call them on the telephone. Basically, anything that shows you care. Be creative. As you do this, you will start seeing them more like the Savior sees them. You will notice that you will think less and less about any mistakes that they have made and more about how much you love and want to help them. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 37, The Ten Lepers, as well as chapter 38, The Pharisee and the Publican.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power, every day I need. The power that I get each time I read.
If you would like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you would like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.